From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction has called for a massive demonstration next week. The protest is in light of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's trip to Jerusalem on Wednesday. Abbas has canceled a meeting with Pence. Breaking with decades of U.S. policy, President Donald Trump declared the Holy City as Israel's capital earlier this month and said he would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem as their capital. The move has stirred global condemnation and sparked angry protests across Arab and Muslim countries, as well as deadly crashes. Somalia's Prime Minister Hassan al-Khoury said his government had demanded the U.S. briefly suspend aid to much of Somalia's armed forces in an effort to improve transparency and accountability following corruption concerns. Speaking to reporters in Mogadishu Saturday, Khoury blamed former Somali governments for U.S. concerns about corruption. On Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said he was optimistic about improving Somali accountability concerning the distribution of American aid to Somali armed forces. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday defended the Republican tax cut as a good deal for the middle class while suggesting it could lead to explosive economic growth.
We are back. We're really going to start to rock. We need this as our final push, and you're going to see some numbers that are great. But most important,